Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rush. Back. He loads it. He hit it. Fumble. And the Cowboys try to pick it up. It's still live. And I think the Eagles have it outside the 20. The Eagles have it. First and 10 outside the 20. Another turnover created by Rush.
Unbelievable.
Charging in and making the hit.
That was Bryce Huff.
It was Huff, and it was Bourne with the recovery.
Here in Philadelphia. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. Well, right now it's just Joe Gilley. We lost Hugh. He went for the group photo here at the golf outing.
He's ducking us.
Well, I think he is because we needed to bring the Bryce Huff thing back this segment. So the Eagles trade him on Friday, which I was shocked they could get anything for him, and they got a mid-round pick. We'll see what the details are on that. But I now that the dust has settled here and we have 1 year in the books of Bryce Huff and now he's a 49er, I'm curious people think about who's more to blame for this. Because we had Brandon Graham on earlier with us here on the show. And he mentioned how the scheme fit. And that really was the driving force of why maybe it didn't work here between Bryce Huff and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm not discounting that. But I also think, like, Bryce Huff just stunk here. He was given an opportunity early in the season, and he couldn't play. I remember being at training camp early last year, like really early, like July, like late July. And I remember hearing Vic Fangio talk about how he had to earn time on the field, which meant, in the way I read it, was he wasn't doing enough in minicamp and OTAs to get on the field. I just think it was a disaster from the beginning. And then I heard this from Elliot Shore Parks. Let's hear Elliot on the Bryce Huff situation.
The Eagles signed Bryce Huff and asked him to do something he had not been successful at in his career and paid him a premium based off how he was successful before. And you might sit here and say, well, just let him rush with two hands in the ground. Clearly, they didn't want him to do that. For whatever schematic reason, they didn't want him to do that. So that's why there have been players in the past that were busts. Like, I think DeMarco Murray came to Philadelphia with a bad attitude and it didn't work out. I think DeMarco holds blame for that not working out. I think Bryce doesn't really hold blame here. He signed. They used him differently. He didn't put up a fuss all year. Was he like Mr. Pumped behind the scenes? He wasn't playing. Of course not. Every time I talk to him, he's not like the loudest, most vocal guy anyway. But it's pretty clear they used him in a way he wasn't comfortable with, and it didn't work out. And to me, that falls on the Eagles.
Well, look, I'm not saying the Eagles are blameless here, but Bryce Huff was given a $51 million contract. He gave them back 2.5 sacks. And in a year where they had a lot of uncertainty at pass rush, he couldn't get on the field. I got, the idea that we're just like taking Bryce Huff off the hook for playing like he did is unbelievable. Who do you blame the most for the Bryce Huff situation, how it went? I mean, ultimately, and I heard DeCameron this morning in the morning show debating this, ultimately, it didn't cost the Eagles. They won the Super Bowl. But the reality is it's one of the worst free agent signings the Eagles have ever made. $51 million for 1 year, and the guy couldn't play. I mean, like, they wouldn't put him on the field in any meaningful situation. Even down the stretch, he came back from injury. They had other injuries. They lost Brandon Grant. It didn't matter. They put Jalix Hunt on the field, who's a third-round pick. They're supposed to be a project player. Who do you blame the most for Bryce Huff's failed tenure with the Eagles? The Eagles, Bryce Huff, or Hugh Douglas? We know.
You, it's you.
Well, it's obviously you, who was ducking this segment, and we know why.
I was not
you
ducking
ducked this segment.
Man, listen.
You ducked us.
I told the people. They said we had to take pictures. I said, dog, I got to work. And they're like, you can take – Joe can handle this by himself.
Well, what I was handling was the Bryce Huff situation, and we know whose fault it is.
Wait a minute. Why is it my – wait a minute. How is it my fault?
Well, you did say he was going to break the sack.
You sold us down a river.
No, listen.
You made us believe in Bryce Huff, and the guy couldn't play.
So y'all going to quit jumping on me and allow me to retort?
Nope.
I still think Bryce Huff can play.
Oh, God.
I think that there was something to be said about fitting – in here schematically and being what Vic Fangio needed him to be. The most unfortunate thing for Bryce Huff right now is that he's never going to get to redeem himself as an Eagle. And I even went so far as to say this morning how crazy it is to be in a position where you win a Super Bowl. Like, you got mostly everything that every professional athlete wants to get out of life. You got a nice little payday. You won the Super Bowl fairly early in your career. But the unfortunate thing about it, when you look at it on the surface, you didn't get a chance to contribute the way that you wanted to, especially coming off the year that you had in New York, 10-sack season. That was what got you paid. And then to come here and not be able to fit schematically. Now, I think that he will be a contributor with the team that he's going to, San Francisco 49ers. But, man, he was a part of the team. And we're going to say what we want to say, but it has to be tough to look at that ring every day knowing that you were in position to make some things happen, but you just didn't. And I'm being kind when I say that, but you were in a position.
You're being so
I mean, I'm
kind.
Trying to be,
you're,
man.
I mean,
because,
you're sugarcoating this.
Well, it's because,
he
man.
He stole money.
I mean, to a certain extent, yes. But did he really, though? Because it's like, because here's this how I look at it. I'm not making excuses. This is just how I look at it. It's not like when I think of a person that steals money, I come to mind.
Who?
To me, I come to mind.
Oh, you?
Because I went to Jacksonville.
It's funnier when you say it.
No, I'm saying because I went to I was towards the end of my career.
Yeah.
I had already made my bones in the NFL. I was considered one of the premier pass rushers at the time. So I went for the money grab because I knew that was probably my last go-round. So I don't – to me, that's a money grab. That's stealing money because I wasn't the player that I once was, but I was a player. I was a baller. But now Bryce Huff, he gets paid off of a 10-sack season and then comes in and is not even able to replicate any of that.
Well, no, he wasn't. Look, and I don't hold – Elliot brought up, and when you were taking that picture here, we played the cut of Elliot talking about how there's been bigger busts in Philadelphia, guys that came in here with bad attitudes. He brought up DeMarco Murray, right? DeMarco Murray came here off an offensive player of the year, stunk here, and then he went to Tennessee and ran well again. I don't – because they won the Super Bowl. It was a great year. I don't view Bryce Huff with venom. It's like – but
it's just that it was unfortunate because he was one of the pieces that we looked at and we were excited about, and we didn't get a chance to see him.
We didn't. But I view it more like – we can't just blame – like, Vic Fangio created the best defense in Eagles history, and, and his thought was, this guy can't help me.
Yeah.
Some of that's on Bryce Huff. I know maybe it wasn't what he was comfortable with, but, I mean, I remember being at training camp last year where you had Fangio talking about how he had to stop the run better to get on the field. Maybe he didn't want to do that. I mean, I don't know, but all I know is this. Howie Roseman, and it's part of why Howie's great, is he moved off it. It was a mistake. It was a bad signing. It didn't work here. But he moved off it as quickly as he possibly could, and they got something back. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for Bryce Huff's failed Eagles tenure? Kyle, where do you come down? The Eagles, Bryce Huff, or Hugh Douglas? I'm voting Bryce Huff. But 18% on the poll earlier blaming
Hugh. That's a lot of Hugh blame.
Good, good.
So if you had to ask me besides Hugh, who do I blame the most? Yeah. I mean, it's Howie. I think it was a really bad signing by Howie, especially if – like, from what we saw, Vic Fangio wasn't really in love with him. I mean, he took him off the field pretty early on in this whole experiment. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Bryce Huff isn't blameless. Like, there were a lot of other guys on the defense who changed who they were and locked in and bought into Vic Fangio's system and were able to do it. So, a lot of that does fall on Bryce Huff, but like, it was a really bad signing by Howie Roseman. Like, I think the number one person to blame for Bryce Huff failing as an Eagle is the guy who brought Bryce Huff here. And I love Howie, and it's obviously okay. They won the Super Bowl, and the defensive line destroyed Patrick Mahomes in the game. But Howie shouldn't have brought him here. It was really bad signing.
It really does show you how good this team was, Hugh. Like, I don't know if I could ever think of another team in recent NFL history that their biggest free agent signing on the defensive side gave them nothing, and they won the Super Bowl with a great defense, right? Like, it almost feels impossible. Like, a year ago, he was the best. He was the pass rusher they gave. They gave him more money than Saquon.
Yeah.
Right? He was the number one money signing. And he gave them nothing, and they still won.
Yeah, and you know what the odd thing about it is this, too, is that, to Kyle's point, they moved off of him very, very quickly.
Very.
So much so that I didn't think at that point, I didn't think that Coach Fangio had a grasp of what was going on, especially when you take that coupled with everything that happened in Miami and some of the stuff that was being said. But as the season progressed and you started to see, it's like, okay, I look at it like this. I still think Bryce Huff can play, but I think that Coach Fangio was in a position where I don't have the time right now to teach you what you need to know in this short period of time and get this defense where it needs to be. And with that going on, you had the emergence of Jalix Hunt. You had the emergence of Nolan Smith and other guys who were able to come in and, to Brandon's point, implement exactly what Fangio wanted to do with his defense and get it done quickly. So Bryce Huff fell by the wayside. And the unfortunate thing to me for Bryce is that he'll never get a chance to redeem himself here in Philadelphia. Now, he's going to go to San Fran, and he's probably going to be productive. I would venture to say, with Coach Salah bringing him in, knowing him like he knows him, and the type of money that he's making, that and playing opposite of the Bosa kid, he's going to go out, and he's probably going to have a decent year.
Well, Brandon mentioned to us, he lived through, like, scheme changes and how it could affect. Now, Brandon was a smart enough player and a quality enough player that he was at least serviceable even when he wasn't in his – like, when they had him in the 3-4 and he was standing up early in his career, that wasn't the best Brandon, right? He mentioned when Jim Schwartz got here, he put his hand back in the ground. That was a better – but he was at least – you could play him, right? Look.
And it's another thing to be said, man, because when Brandon – when Brandon talked about that, like, the skill set to be able to translate – to play outside linebackers, a defensive end, that's two different things, man. And then when you talk about all the reach that Bryce Huff had and the delayed pass rush that he has, that's not his game. I mean, not making an excuse, but when I saw him play, it was more when the ball was snapped, he'd get up the field and do his thing. Now, when you talk about you have to read different keys and everything and then decipher whether or not you're going to rush, that puts you behind eight ball a little bit. And – he's not the biggest guy out there.
Well, you're right about that. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Who do you blame most for the Bryce Huff? You know, it was a failure. It was a one-year. They signed up to a three-year deal. It was a failure. That's all you could say. Luckily, Howie was able to recoup something. They traded him to the 49ers on Friday. Blame the Eagles. Blame Bryce. Blame Hugh Douglas. Who do you blame for the failed Bryce Huff experiment? 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines on the Phils. Big deal, not a big deal. What we saw this weekend, the Trey Turner defense. And we got a great giveaway today, a pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Mann Center. Philadelphia Eagles and the NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season with a special concert event hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. Hugh, why don't you restate those first two clues? First two clues today were?
The first clue was he's an athlete that turned sportscaster.
Okay.
The second clue was I played against this individual.
All right, there are your first two clues on Hugh's Clues today as we're live at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Justin is up on WIP. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Justin. What's up?
I wanted to talk about this weekend real quick, and then I did want to run by a couple possible trade scenarios.
Okay.
This weekend, I'm not panicking. I think, Friday, they come off a big doubleheader, big series against the Braves. I saw that loss coming. And Saturday, it's almost easier for me to flush a loss when just the starting pitcher gets shelled. And it wasn't like Lizardo's velocity's down and he looks injured. So I think it'll be all right. Yesterday was the game you had to win.
Where'd he go? Did he walk over the phone?
I Can you guys hear me?
We yes and no. Justin, I'm going to put you on hold.
Your phone did something.
Yeah, put him on hold. We'll get him back. All right, David in Maple Glen. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, David. What are you thinking?
Good afternoon, guys. Listen,
good afternoon.
I promised myself a few weeks ago I would never call WIP again to talk about Trey Turner.
And here we are.
It changed. But I just want to throw something out real fast before, if I can. Did you notice that Larry Bowa was in the dugout yesterday?
You know, I didn't. I was listening for most of the game. I must have not picked up I was in and out of seeing it on TV, that part of the game. I didn't notice that, no.
Just thought it was kind of interesting because you don't often see people that aren't regularly in the dugout just because they can be. And I thought Bell with being there, whatever, I just found it interesting.
Well, it's something I'm definitely going to be paying attention to now that you saw it. So, all right, David, what did you tell yourself you wouldn't say about Trey, but now you need to vent?
Here's what happened. Okay, so the deal is, obviously, nothing's ever going to change with number 7. At shortstop, it's always going to be the same. As Kyle said, this team is what it is. Trey Turner is who he is at short. But yesterday, it was interesting after the game that Thompson mentioned that he was going to have Bobby Dickerson talk to Turner. Then he mentioned that that was a routine play that Turner has to make. And then Turner comments with a talk about long talking. He's explaining away how he should be fielding a routine ground ball, which I don't think I've ever heard a pro player do.
I haven't either. No.
When I heard those three things in succession, what they tell me is the Phillies know exactly what we do, which is they have a person at shortstop that shouldn't be there. So my question is for the organization is, I'm sure you're going to go out and make a move to help your bullpen. You're probably hopefully going to get a bat. But when you get into the playoffs, the end of the season, the playoffs, how do you feel when there's a ball hit between second and third? I mean, personally, if you have enough time, first I get nauseous thinking, is he going to glove the ball? Then if he manages to glove the ball, and I still have enough time to think, I worry about his throw. Is he going to go over the top, or is he going to shift to that sidearm throw that he fails? And you quite never know where it's going to go. So this whole design is really flawed because sooner or later Trey Turner is going to cost them down the road.
There's no question. You're right.
It kind of cost them yesterday.
He means October. Like
I see what you say.
You're right. He will. And it's a matter of time. And it feels like we all know. It's almost like walking across a sheet of ice and you hear that crack.
You're about to slip and bust your
ass.
Or fall through.
Right. You know something bad's going to happen. And you just like brace yourself and try to get to the other side. That's the way I feel with him at shortstop. David, good phone call. What's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Who's Hugh talking about today?
I would say Brian Baldinger.
That's a good guess.
I knew his brother. Was it Gary?
Did you guys ever play?
No, we didn't play against him. But he was a part of the sack exchange.
Okay,
he's a part of. If I'm not mistaken, one of his brothers was a part of the New York sack exchange. And when I went to the Jets, I remember meeting him, big dude. He's big dude. So yeah, but not Gary, not Brian.
So our last caller there, who said he would never call WIP about Trey Turner again, and then did after yesterday's game, alluded to something that is still to me the most obvious way to make this better, and it's the most obvious thing the Phillies will not do.
What's that?
Well, they have
move guys.
Well, yeah, they have poor outfield offense in center and left. It's poor. Trey Turner, I believe, could play the outfield and play it at a high level.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And they could acquire a shortstop. Like, it would make two things better at once. They won't do it. I mean, I know that. It's like I'm just going to keep saying it out loud. They won't do it, and we're all going to live with this, and we're going to hope that he gets better, but he's probably not. I mean, that's why this weekend was a big deal. I mean, not that it was surprising. I'm not surprised they had a tough weekend, and the losses themselves, Hugh, I can get over that, right? They had been playing good baseball for a month. They had a tough weekend. It's not a few losses, like the whatever, 22nd, 23rd loss, whatever they're at now. That's not a huge deal. What concerns me is it's the issues that I know are there that they could cover up against the bad teams. When they play the better teams, it's tough. I mean, I actually think they were lucky to win any of the games they won this week. They won two against the Braves, and the first one they won 2-0, and that game was 1-0 until the eighth. And then the other game they won, the first game of the doubleheader, Marshawn got the hit-by-pitch on his foot. I mean, they are this close to having a winless week. They didn't play well the last week at all. They just didn't play well for a week here.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's no cause for panic. I think that this team, for the most part, has done a lot to improve the position that they've been in. It's just that, you know how they say sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you?
Yeah.
That was kind of this weekend. And it's just unfortunate because it comes off the heels of the Braves performances that we had.
Well, I mean, it's been a week of not good baseball. Most of it's without Harper, which I think gives a lot of people hope that when he gets back, hopefully tomorrow, they'll start hitting again.
Might want to hold off on that, though.
What do you mean?
Well, because I'm saying coming off of that elbow, I mean, I just want to make contact. Just get comfortable. I mean, you're not asking him to knock it out of the park and beat a Bryce. It's probably going to take a little time to get back to that.
Need real Bryce Harper back tomorrow.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Joe, and I understand that. But this is me as a friend trying to prepare you for potentially might happen.
Well, I didn't get retaliation on the Braves, and now I'm going to get Harper after missing a whole weekend in singles?
That's just too much to ask.
What are you doing to me? Why?
I'm just saying. My job, I feel like, especially with you and Kyle, I feel like it's my job now, especially when it comes to the Phillies, to try to brace you for potentially what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah, you're a hero.
see, that right there? It's okay. I'm still. You're a work in progress, but I'm chipping away every day.
Are you?
Chipping away. Only thing chipping away is you people at you. You minute today, you woke up thinking about people on YouTube
no,
to watch
I'm
the
just
show.
Saying how I can irritate folks today. Being the voice of reason is thoroughly irritating to some people.
Because we assume that you're not reasonable.
I can be unreasonable at times, but I think when it comes to baseball, I'm pretty reasonable. I'm pretty reasonable.
Some would agree, some would not. All right, Justin is back up. What's up, Justin?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me now?
We got you, Justin. Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about this weekend, and I do want to talk about a couple trade scenarios. Mm-hmm. This weekend, I can get over – for the most part, I can get over the sweep because they've been playing so good for the last month, and I think you know, they're coming off a big series of the Braves, doubleheader. That Friday loss, I kind of saw that loss coming, and then – you know, Saturday, it's almost easier for me to flush a game like that where the starting pitcher just gets shelled. And
yesterday, though, was annoying.
Yesterday was a game you have to avoid getting swept at home to a mediocre team. And Trey Turner and Weston Wilson, that was just, I don't think they'll move him. They'll definitely not move him to outfield. I think just moving him to second base would be ideal. But seeing that yesterday, like, I like Rhys Hoskins a lot. I love him, but this defense can't get any worse than it is. Like, I don't think
that's what Joe.
If you told me it's Rhys or no move, I would say sure. But I think there's a couple guys like Cedric Mullins from Baltimore, the center fielder, Ryan O'Hearn. Those would be a couple outfield guys that they could do. And then I just want to throw out another name, Aroldis Chapman, who I thought was done. He's been lights out this year for the Red Sox, and I think he'd be a great, and they're probably going to move him because they're falling out of contention. So I think that'd be
a
good bullpen.
Chapman feels like a very Phillies move. It feels like a Nebraska move, and he really would. I saw a stat recently, Justin, hardest throwing left-handed relievers in baseball this year, like average fastball velocity, and it's Alvarado and Chapman. I mean, he might be taking
the same stuff as Alvarado, but he's probably masking it better.
He might be to do what he's doing at his age. Yeah, I would take Chapman, and he's been in big games. He's pitched for the Cubs World Series, Yankees, and I would take him absolutely. I think he would help this bullpen. All right, Justin, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Who's he talking about today?
I think it's too obvious, but it's the only one I can think of. I'll go Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Well,
that's a good one. That's a good guess.
When he brought this up today, Justin, that's not it, but it's a good guess. That is the obvious one. Football player to analyst, you played against him.
Is that right? Is that obvious?
But he's the biggest one now.
Well, okay, yeah, okay.
It's not it. That's not the answer.
I guess if that's I guess if that's your rationale, that makes sense.
Well, it's your rationale.
Well,
it's your clues.
Well, let him guess first because I don't want to give anything away. But I wasn't thinking along those lines. But we'll talk about it when the person gets it.
215-592-9494. Our third clue coming up, because everyone needs today. Third clue coming up is we're giving away a great giveaway today. This one, I think a lot of people out there are going to really want to go to this thing. You could get tickets. I'll tell you how you can get tickets as well. But we're giving them away on the show this week. Pair of tickets to see a championship season. The Mann Center, the Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate an Eagles championship season with a special concert at the Man on July 24th. Ticketmaster.com for tickets. We got a pair here to give away today. All right, your guess for Hughes Clues. We'll also get to what Bryce Harper said over the weekend about one Brewers player we've been talking a lot about. And I wonder if people's minds were changed over the weekend after seeing Rhys Hoskins. So, I'd say it was split on Friday, whether people wanted to bring Rhys back. I do. I still want to bring him back. Did people's minds change after watching them blast the Phillies on Friday? 215-592-9494, a midday show live at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The 0-2 pitch to Hoskins, and he belts it. Deep left field, and that is going to be his second three-run homer of the afternoon. And the Milwaukee Brewers absolutely blasting away here on the Phillies and Jesus Luzardo. Hoskins with a two-homer, six RBI day, and it is 11-0 Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's appropriate music. Exclamation point on Saturday. Hoskins blasts two home runs against the Phillies. Midday show, we're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tour. If you missed it earlier, we did have BG and Dawk and Merrill Reese on the show
Merrill Reese.
So you can go back and listen to those in the Odyssey app. Of course, watch on YouTube. We'll get to you people coming up at 1:30 who Hugh admitted they're in his head the minute he wakes up in the morning. He's thinking about people who watch the show on YouTube. All right, Hugh, yet on Friday we had the discussion about Reese Hoskins and bringing him back to the Phillies. And I felt it was... it was pretty split. We had the discussion. I know Jack and Ike on the afternoon show, they were having a discussion as I got in the car Friday to go home. Mm-hmm. Similar, you know, to ours about whether or not it'd be a good idea to bring Reese back. I want him more after watching this weekend.
He had a good weekend.
He had a great weekend. He had a pair of home runs, and we have no pop in this lineup other than Schwarber and Harper.
I get that. But you know what stuck out to me this weekend was how bad our defense was.
Yep.
And how much worse it would be when we start playing musical chairs out there?
I'm not sure. So, let me acknowledge this. They would be, if they'd be worse. Okay, I'm not saying they'd be better.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea would be Bryce Harper goes back to the outfield. So mm-hmm. in my idea, Bryce Harper's replacing Max Kepler.
See,
I think Bryce and Kepler are similar outfielders. Maybe Kepler's a scotch better, but Bryce is fine out there.
Okay.
And we would be taking a little bit of a downgrade at first, certainly. Hoskins is not as good at first as Bryce.
What was his nickname when he was here?
Well, I mean, Ray Dittinger called him the corner butchers, first and third. But we're bad defensively anyway.
No. But
can anyone
funny.
Provide me an idea to make the defense better and get a bat in
you
here?
You don't see the irony in that? The football guy coined the nickname the corner butcher and
it's
stuck?
Well, he's a good writer. And we know Ray can write.
I'm just saying. That's what stuck out to me. I get what you're saying because maybe – those two home runs and the way he was hitting this weekend, that kind of offsets everything.
Yeah.
I get that. But, yeah, the defense to me was the biggest liability this weekend.
Well, it is.
That was the one that cost you. To me, the defense was the one that cost you the game yesterday.
Yeah. And Saturday it was Hoskins. I mean, Hoskins destroyed the Phillies on Saturday. You want Reese more after watching him this weekend? 215-592-9494. And did you change your mind if you were on the other side of this thing on Friday with Rhys Hoskins? All right, Hugh, before we get back to the phones, we got to hear from Bryce Harper, because this made it even more interesting for me, because you know Bryce, sometimes he'll throw these things in and he gets what he wants around here in terms of acquisitions of players. We know in the past he said Trey Turner's his favorite player in baseball and JT Realmuto can't leave and all that kind of stuff. Here's what Bryce said this weekend about Rhys Hoskins.
Obviously, he's one of my favorites, so always fun to have him back here in the bank, and he has so many good memories here with this organization and this fan base too, and I expect people to be excited that he's back, and he gets the bank on a Friday night, so I'm excited for him and excited to see him.
They call him one of his favorites, Hugh. Sometimes
you know what that meant? So you took that as cold?
Well, what else did he say? In the offseason, he said for the right first baseman, he'd move back to the outfield. He said it. Those are his words.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Bryce does. Does he still have that kind of pull, you think?
Of course he does.
I mean, I'm just checking.
Where would his pull go?
I mean, and if I look at it like this, if we weren't so concerned about your health, then maybe Rhys could have probably potentially been here. And then we wouldn't be, trying to go out and get players that we need because they were already here.
Sometimes you got to right a wrong, right? The Eagles wrote a wrong they wrote off the wrong with Bryce Hoff and moving on. The Eagles could rewrite the wrong they made by letting Rhys Hoskins go and bringing it back. Kyle, where do you come down after? I know you were pro Rhys on Friday. How about after two home runs over the weekend?
Yeah, well, I hope the dream isn't dead because
the
of help. Yeah, because
won like seven or eight in a row. Yeah,
yeah, that wasn't
doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help the Hoskins thing. I mean, the Harper comment was interesting. The last two people he said that about. His favorite player, the Phillies ended up acquiring. But, I was for Rhys before the series, and I'm even more for it now. Like, clearly the offense, especially without Bryce Harper, is lacking. And I just think Rhys fits perfectly into what the Phillies need. They need a guy who can hit with runners in scoring position, and they need a right-handed power bat. So I think putting Rhys behind Kyle Schwarber, especially now, it still works for me. So, yeah, I'm still all aboard.
It's going to be tough for them to check all the boxes everyone wants, right? We all think they need another bat. Well, that's great. Okay, maybe we could find one. But we also think they need to get better defensively. Hugh, it's not going to be easy to find the perfect fit, an outfielder that could play and he can hit.
So, and this is the thing we've got to deal with. So what do we need most? Are we going? Do we need a bat more? Or do you want the bullpen or the defense? Well, I guess you could make one move to fix two.
A bat that has a glove.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You can make one. Yeah. But I guess the question is, will we need more, a pitcher or a bat?
Well, that's, I think until the last week or so, most people would have said, no question, it's a bullpen arm, right?
Yeah.
And the bullpen's not good. I mean, we've known this. I thought this before the season. But the more I watch this offense, the more I really believe they need another bat. Now, I'm not saying I don't want an arm, too. I want both. But you're asking me the question, what do they need more of?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they have more potential options here that could become relievers. We know Taiwan's going to move to the bullpen now.
Yeah.
They called the Seth Johnson kid up. Down the line, they can move other people to the bullpen. I just don't see as many potential options to help the offense. I mean, the kid Otto Kemp is hitting, but apparently he doesn't have a glove. And Crawford, I don't know if he's really ready to come to the major leagues. So I don't know where they're getting an improvement offensively unless they trade for one.
But see, that's what I was about to say. It looks like right now, financially, it's easier to get bullpen help than it is to get a power bat. And that's kind of where you are with it, because getting a bat at this point in the season with teams, and we talked about Rhys, they look like they're alive, so they're probably not going to be as willing to move him. So you're looking at potentially getting fleeced to get another bat in here. So that's why I said, as the show started, they need some guys on this roster already to step up.
I don't disagree. I can't hold my breath anymore.
Yeah, I get that. But that's your only options right now.
Well, right now you're probably right, because we are still 2 months, about 2 months to the trade deadline. I'm looking at the standings. There's only six teams in baseball more than 5.5 games out of a playoff spot. So there's not many teams that are clearly out of this thing, mm-hmm. right? So that means this is probably going to go to the deadline. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ken in Cinnamons to talk to Phillies. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
what's going
Ken?
On, Ken?
Before I get to the Phillies, let's just take a moment to appreciate the beauty of the friends and family finals in the NBA. This is exactly what Adam Silver and the NBA deserve, and I call it the friends and family finals because
who was it, OKC or Indiana, right?
Indiana, Oklahoma City. Only friends and family are going to be tuning in to watch that. So there's there's going to be Bravo shows that are going to have higher ratings than the NBA Finals
that's crazy.
Primetime. So I just think it's beautiful. So in terms of Rhys Hoskins, can we stop talking about this guy like it was the equivalent of just throwing a first baseman's mitt out on the bag and hoping the ball hits the bag? I mean, if you look right now, the Milwaukee Brewers everyday first baseman and the Philadelphia Phillies everyday first baseman until he got hurt have the exact same defensive run saves ranking, -2. They're the same. So it's not like this tremendous, you know, step down to put Rhys Hoskins at first base, which is his natural position. And, oh, by the way, Rhys Hoskins has a higher batting average than Bryce Harper. He's got more home runs than Bryce Harper. He's got a higher OPS than Bryce Harper. He's got a higher slugging percentage than Bryce Harper. They have never replaced that right-handed bat. And this notion that you're extending Bryce Harper's career by moving him to first base, especially when he's got back issues, is 100% opposite of the truth. First base is much more taxing of a position to play in Major League Baseball, especially if you have back issues, than right field. I mean, let's face it, most of the time in the outfield, those guys, it's not like they're not paying attention, but those guys are just kind of standing there waiting for the ball to get hit to them. And they move, you know, they shift around based upon what the alignment is. But, you know, first base, Bryce Harper has to be down, ready for the ball, in a crouch, every single pitch defensively. So you're not extending his career by moving him to first base. We think about moving, like, JT Realmuto to first base, and that extends his career because first base is not as taxing.
Like Joe Mauer. Yeah, when Joe Mauer left catcher to play first base. Yep.
But it's not the same thing with right field to first base. Yes, first base is not as physically taxing as catcher. Very few things in baseball are. But first base is more physically taxing than right field.
Well, and even if you're worried about this, which I understand what you're not, the idea of this is really just for a half a season. I mean, no one's talking about putting Harper back in the outfield for 5 more years. Like, we're just trying to win the World Series this year, and then we'll figure it out in the offseason.
Well, if you're going to have the worst defense in the league, and the Phillies, from defensive run save perspective, are last in baseball. They have the worst ERS in baseball. And your bullpen is going to be a joke. Which is why this weekend doesn't really tell me anything, because I haven't seen anything that tells me anything different than what I already thought about this team. If you're going to try and compete for a World Series by having a terrible bullpen and the worst defense in the league, you better score a ton of runs. And yep. There's no world in which adding Rhys Hoskins to this roster doesn't make them better. There's just no world.
I agree that it's net positive. That's the way I view it. Like, yeah, okay, maybe they'd be slightly worse defensively. They're bad anyway, right? They need to offset this. They have great starting pitching, and that's the only thing great right now. They got to offset it with more offense. Ken, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Who are we talking about?
Well, the one that came to mind to me that seemed the most obvious is because he's on here all the time is Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker. Yeah, I did play
a really good one.
That's a really, really
Ken,
good
not
one.
It, but that's a good one. You guys crossed over for about, what, 4 or 5 years?
I think he was at the Giants.
I feel like Ross got in the league around 2001.
Yeah. Played a couple times against Ross, I do believe. Yeah.
But Ross is not the answer.
No, he's not. He does. Hey, you know what, though? That's a good guess because Ross does a hell of a job at what he does.
Yes. You want to give everyone a third clue? Because two clues in, it's a little too challenging for people today.
His son played Major League Baseball. That's a good clue right there. You're
patting yourself on the back for that clue. Julian Swedesboro. What's up, Julie?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Hey, Hugh. Hey, Kyle. Hey, Joe.
Hey Julie. What's up?
All right. I want to hit a lot of points here. I guess we'll go to Rhys since you guys were just talking about Rhys. Absolutely. Bring him back. And I said that before this weekend. He's a power hitter that we really don't have in our lineup right now with Bryce, you know, not smacking balls out of the park and not even in the lineup at the moment. And I actually agree with what Ken was saying, which I don't really agree with a lot of stuff he says when he gets on the radio. But Rhys has been really good at first base. There was a play, I think, in yesterday's game. I don't know who hit the ball, but their Milwaukee shortstop made an unbelievable play. And then Rhys made an unbelievable catch. I feel like we'd improve both on defense and offense bringing him on board. Maybe not in the shortstop area, obviously, because Turner's a little bit of a problem, but Harper would be back in the outfield.
I caught that.
What? Come on. It was a really, like, this guy made a great throw, and Rhys had to, like, really, like, it was, come on.
No, it was. It was. No, it was.
I wish I could remember who hit and everything, but, yeah, and then Harper being in the outfield, we wouldn't have to worry about Weston Wilson. So I feel like we'd improve.
Julie, I do too. And like people get caught up on, well, they'd be worse here. The only thing matters is, are they overall a better team? And that, and the way I view it is, if they bring Reese back, they would be a better baseball team than they
are today.
Absolutely.
Agree. 100%. I feel like Turner, yeah, like that play was terrible. And I feel like they lost the game because of that. I really just feel like they were going to win. If he didn't make that error. But I remember listening to, I think it was when Fransky was talking to you guys a few weeks ago, he said Turner is a better shortstop. He's the one that sees him every day. And he already had, I think, 3 errors at that point already. I know he's not, you know, it would be better, I guess, if we had someone else in that position. However, I feel like that was just a kind of a fluke play. It just sucked. I feel like this whole weekend, they were just totally out of sync. I mean, Joe, would you say that, I mean, you said the Phillies just, what, destroyed their season by this weekend? If they didn't get smacked around with 17 runs, if they lost, I don't know, say the score was like 7-5 or something, would you be saying the same thing? I mean, 17 runs, that's not going to happen.
Well, you're right, Julie. No, that's right. No, I don't think they destroyed their season this weekend. What I think is they just, it showed us the weaknesses they have, that they, when they play all the bad teams like the A's and the Rockies, they just get away with it, right? They're just so much better than those teams that it doesn't matter. But they play the better teams and you kind of, you see it. So that's why it's frustrating, because they have the flaws. We know it. And we just kind of forget about it in the weeks they play bad teams. They reared their ugly head
this weekend.
Yeah.
That's true. No, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's super frustrating. You know, the past 5 games have been, but, Hugh, I told you I'd call when they start going on a losing streak, and here we are.
Wasn't that long.
Like, that, I know.
Wasn't
didn't
long.
Want to be this quickly, but they've always been a streaky team. Like, I'm frustrated, but I'm not panicking. I'm not hitting the panic button. Nope.
I think that's a fair way to put it. All right, Julie, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I'm going to say I felt this before the third clue, and that kind of threw me off, but I'm just going to go with it. Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn's an interesting guess. Not it, but Julie, we appreciate it.
No, I was
former teammate of yours.
Yeah, I was laughing at Julie because it sounded like she almost said, poop, or about Trey.
Well, I mean, that's appropriate.
No, I thought that's why I was laughing. But she caught herself. She did a self-edit. I just think it's funny when I'm not the only one that does self-edits at this time.
Yeah, so you appreciate other self-edits?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think anyone does them as pronounced as your self-edits.
Yeah, it's a little much sometimes.
Let's go to Tim in Swedesboro. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Tim. What's up, buddy?
I was listening to the last caller. Julie was her name?
Yes.
Yes.
And I tend to agree with her. I mean, I was talking to the morning show this morning, I was saying, like, you know, with how many errors Trey has, like, he's got 5 errors now, he's got 45 errors total as a Philly. But then, like, you know, I think, like, come to think of it, like, I agree with her. I think they're out of sorts, you know, like, oh, this is a better team. The Brewers are a better team. And I feel like this is not something that I would take lightly, but I think moving forward, you know, I think they'll learn from this, you know, and then obviously they miss Bryce, absolutely. They obviously miss him. But I think moving forward, they learn from this, and hopefully, you know, if another good team or mediocre team comes to town, we can take care of business.
Well, hopefully. I mean, but that's kind of been the theme of the season. And Tim, they can get to the playoffs doing this, right? Beating up on the bad teams, there's enough of them, and then being decent or a little below against the good teams. That they'll get to the playoffs, but they got to be better than what we saw this weekend to win playoff series. I mean,
yes,
that's because they look to me like a team that when they play a good team, they're in some trouble here. I mean, if their starting pitching doesn't dominate, it's like, all right, where's the offense coming from? Obviously accentuated this weekend without Bryce. The bullpen is not good, and then we know the defense not good. All right, Tim, what do you got for Hugh's Clues? Who's he talking about?
Well, can I just ask you a question real quick about with Huff? Hugh.
Yes.
When the Eagles first signed Bryce Huff, did you think he was going to fit in to the defensive system here?
I thought he could. I thought that with his skill set, it would translate well to what we did, especially when you talk about some of the guys that we've had here. You talk about his name was on the tip of my tongue. He left.
Josh.
Hassan Reddick.
Oh, Hassan.
Hassan Reddick.
Okay.
You know.
I was thinking
he was another bust, I thought.
Who, Reddick?
Huh. Yeah. Well,
here or when he left here?
When he left.
Oh, yeah, he was a bust for the Jets, sure. But when he was here, he was awesome.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, well, he didn't, but, you know, but, he was the master of his own demise, if you will, certain, some of the things that he did.
Yeah.
You know, if you're, I mean, if you're being honest about it.
And the money that he wanted, too.
Yeah, if you're being honest about it, he was, you know, he took a hard line. And I mean, hey, listen, as a former player, if that's what he decides to do, you have to be prepared for the consequences. And for him, unfortunately, it didn't work out for him. He's in Tampa now, so, you know, hopefully he'll be able to resurrect his career down there. But, you know, he's getting a little older, too.
I mean, we're going to see him week four, so we got to deal with that again. All right, Tim, what do you got? What's your guess?
Oh, see, I just heard the third clue. Oh, geez. He said he played, his son played baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a stab and say Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson? Do you mean Daryl Moose Johnson?
Yeah.
Who's Eric Johnson? All right, well, neither are the answers. Yeah, we appreciate it. I was just trying to figure out who's going with there. It was not Daryl Moose Johnson, but a decent guess. All right, let's go to Bill in Pine Hill. What's up, Bill?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Bill, what's up? How are you? We're good.
All right. I want to change up the Phillies. I want Rob Thompson to be a man of men and not just sit around and do nothing.
Well, he did get ejected on Saturday, Bill.
That's why Larry Bell was in the dugout last night.
That's right.
Okay. They need to put their foot up Trey's butt and send him to second base and put Stott on short. And put Crawford in center field, Reese on first, Bryce on left, and go from there.
This is the new version of who's on first. We're going around the horn here. All right, so you want to trade for Reese, you want to move Stott to short, Turner to second, and you want Crawford up.
And I want Crawford up, and I want Bryce on left.
Hugh, what do you think?
Sure. Why not?
You didn't want Reese 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm just saying. I was just listening.
Like, you don't want to argue with Bill?
No, because Bill's voice is real raspy, and they just sound like he about that action right now.
Yeah, well, you can hear that.
Yeah, definitely can hear
well,
that.
Well, I'm a gummy boy. I don't smoke no more. I'm a gummy boy.
So we're kindred spirits.
There you go. You guys get along.
Yes.
Hey, guys, hang out.
I listen to you guys all day.
I appreciate you, man.
Bill, we appreciate that. All right, Bill, what do you got? Who's your guest for Hugh's Clues? Who's he talking about?
I think Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
You know what's funny?
Bill, interesting guess.
Never played against Tony Romo.
You were out of the league when Romo started.
Yeah, never played against him. That's a good guess, though.
I think he may have been in the league as a backup your final year or two, but he didn't play.
Yeah, but he didn't play.
He didn't get on the field until like 05-ish, if my memory serves on that. I also don't think Tony Romo has a son playing Major League Baseball or did play Major League Baseball.
Not yet.
That would be –
Not yet.
Yeah, that would feel pretty quick for Romo there. All right. So a couple callers almost, I wouldn't say defending Trey, but almost saying like, hey, he's been better this year. He's been a bad defensive shortstop from the moment he got here.
Here it is. Here is it with Trey Turner in a nutshell. Trey Turner has worked on his defense a lot. But
let me give him a standing ovation for that.
Before you and Joe get upset about what I'm about to say, this is where I think people are upset with Trey. It's because, for me personally, there's been two times where it's been routine plays. The one yesterday, and I think it was one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the one he didn't step on second base.
Yes. That people, like I said, as a pops learning baseball, that because we even said the same thing. Your six-year-old son knows that. There are certain fundamental things that you would think that a player of his caliber and the money that he's making, they're just natural, come natural. And it just doesn't seem for him like that's the case. And there's been two instances where that has been true. And I think that's what people are upset about, is because those two big instances right there where you look at it and say, oh, that's child's play. That's fundamentals. That's basics. That he did not come up big in.
Yeah, that yesterday was basics. I mean, that's his routine of the players you're going to get. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to more of your phone calls. Final hour live at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. Is it a big deal how the Phillies play this weekend? We got to give this prize away when we come back. Some changes coming to the Phillies rotation. And a name we haven't discussed much in terms of someone the Phillies could trade, Ben Davis, it mentioned on the morning show recently. We'll have that for you. Your phone calls, reaction to the Phillies week getting swept by the Brewers, the Bryce Huff trade, and we'll give you a fourth clue for Hugh's Clues. We give away a pair of tickets to a great event at the Man this summer celebrating the 2024 Eagles. That's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, You can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's setting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can buy live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official part of 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.